This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, Good Day presents Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Lots of things going on, medically speaking, your health and well-being. We're going to talk about strokes later on. We're also going to talk about menopause in this hour, the future of medicine, healthcare, that sort of thing. Jack is the author, and I say that because there's a certain amount of scripting that goes on in any podcast that is as successful as the one you find at theforbiddendoctor.com. The podcast every week comes out, all kinds of things on that website that will help you live better. Symptom survey, take that while you're at the Forbidden Doctor podcast. All right, so in terms of what we have in the focus this week, fire in the belly. You tackle the growing health problem for more and more people here in our country, chronic conditions that have to do with our guts, heartburn, acid indigestion, that sort of thing. People eat bad food. I get it every once in a while, and I take apple cider vinegar, goes right away. So is it an alkaline versus acidic thing? Is that really?
Well, it is. It's the result of eating overly processed foods and junk foods and fast foods to the point where the stomach just begins to not recognize what you're eating anymore, and as a result, it does not produce the digestive power that's required to break these foods down, and they sit there and they ferment and they form unnatural acids and they form gas, and it starts blowing these acids back up the throat. The problem isn't that we don't have, or that we have too much acid involved with heartburn. It's that we don't have enough. And so this podcast talks about what you can do. That's why when you said there you take apple cider vinegar, that's what people have done for time immemorial when they had eaten a little bit too much a dessert or dinner involving a mixture of proteins and carbohydrates. Because those two things go two different digestive pathways completely. And one's got to sit around for the other one, and that's when the fermentation takes place. And people would take a little bit of apple cider vinegar because it's an acid. It has acetic acid in it, and that helps to further break down the food that's in the stomach. And until the stomach contents are sufficiently acidified, the stomach will not release its contents into the small intestine. So it sits there, it bloats, you get gas, you're uncomfortable, and it's a miserable experience for a lot of people, and that's why we titled it Fire in the Belly, because that's what it feels like. And of course the medical answer is exactly the opposite of what you need to do. They want to shut down even more acid production, which of course leads to osteoporosis and premature wrinkling and hair loss and a lot of other organ problems, because you're not getting the amino acids from the digested proteins that a good strong acid stomach will produce.
Alright, so while we're on the calcium thing, this past week while you were gone, there was, I forget if it was a study or some story that suggested that we have too much calcium, or many of us have too much calcium in our system. I countered, or I asked the question, I think it may have been with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the other participant with us here on Good Day Health, about vitamin D3, which will enable calcium to do its job. That the two link somehow in our system is very beneficial. But there are a lot of people who are taking calcium supplements that have no business taking calcium supplements. They already have enough in their system. And so one wonders how that plays into this whole scenario, Jack.
The problem, and that's an excellent question, Doug, the problem isn't so much that we have too much calcium, is that we do not have enough of the essential nutrient that gets the calcium out of the bloodstream into the tissues, which is essentially, it was known a long time ago as vitamin F. The FDA says that doesn't exist. It does. It's just through more research come under a different classification because it's more of an essential fatty acid. People who eat a lot of fish don't have a problem with this. Mm-hmm. People who do not get a good source of essential amino or essential fatty acids, the omega-3s in particular, will have a problem with calcium. calcium building up in the bloodstream. And this D3 you're talking about, most vitamin D supplements people take are synthetic. It leads to calcification of the kidneys. It leads to calcification of the arterial structure inside the bloodstream. And what you end up with is a very negative result because you think you need calcium, and you do. I mean, it's the only mineral that we take in our body that actually has an organ.
Is it a trace mineral?
No. It is the most common mineral because it's in your bone.
Yep.
About 99% of the calcium in your body is in the bones and in the teeth. 1% is in a liquid form, calcium bicarbonate, floating through the bloodstream. And that is absolutely essential to so many other processes inside the body there's a natural urge to get more calcium. The problem is that we're not getting the other tool that goes with it. It's one thing to get calcium into the bloodstream, and you could go get a blood test, and the blood test can say, oh man, you've got plenty of calcium, or you've got too much calcium because it's building up in the bloodstream. We want to get it out of the bloodstream and into the tissues, mm-hmm. and that's where a very important nutritional concept comes in the sense of something called, well, we use Cataplex F, you know, standard process is Cataplex F. Right. That is the immediate cure for muscle cramps. It's the immediate cure for muscle tightness.
You know,
it's the
so
immediate
funny.
Cure for restless legs.
I have restless leg syndrome, and I didn't know about this until the night you told me about it, and I haven't had restless legs since I took three or four of those before I go to bed. If I feel it, if I don't feel it before I go to bed, I don't have the problem. But I can usually feel it if I'm tired, really, or I've been driving for a long time. My left leg falls asleep, and it's so annoying. So I take a couple of those Cataplex Fs, and bingo bango.
Yeah, we have a podcast on that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I mean, it's for free. You can go listen to it for yourself.
It's free. It isn't for free. It's free.
It's free.
Professor Stefan here with a professor.
Yes, yes. Thank you for that.
Professor's talk.
I love it when I take care of English teachers in my clinic because they're always correcting me.
I'm surprised Mary isn't always correcting you. She's pretty good.
Well, she corrects me. She corrects me in every other aspect of life, though.
All right, 13 after the hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Lots of studies to discuss, lots of things going on medically. We've got you covered here. The next time you schedule a doctor's visit, likely you'll actually be seeing a registered nurse. We'll talk about this with Andy Solomon here. He's got the story.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us see America as the land of opportunity. But if you teach at the University of California, you'd better not say so. It's one of a number of prohibited phrases now. Ordinary thoughts such as, everyone can succeed if they work hard enough, are now called microaggressions, considered examples of subconscious racism. So, in the hiring process, deans are not allowed to ask normal questions like, where are you from? Or worse yet, to say, the most qualified person should get the job. University officials should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom of thought, opinion, and expression is a bedrock principle of American society. Is someone's twisted view of political correctness more important than preserving our freedom?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Paynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes manuals online are now available at Haynes.com. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Registered nurses and what do they call them? Doctor's assistants, or what do they call the people that are not?
Physician's assistant.
Physician's assistant, thank you. But how much of that do you see in your practice? Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City, Nooka chiropractor, full spine approach to your health and well-being, also the author and creator with his wife Mary, the forbidden doctor concept. He's somebody that I go to when I want really serious work done on my head and my shoulders, my back. He's the guy. So I don't remember being in your office and seeing anybody who would be one of those physician assistant types.
Well, we have a lot of people who administer patient care in the office, but not so a physician's assistant in many cases will take the place of the physician, him or herself,
right.
Either for initial consultation or for follow-up care if a prescription needs to be filled or if there's some kind of ongoing treatment that needs to be monitored that doesn't require the immediate attention of the physician themselves. And this is an increasingly growing trend because I remember when I was in chiropractic college, a couple of years ago, and there was a newspaper article in the Chicago Sun at the time that was talking about acting classes being admitted or in addition to medical training through medical school to help doctors better understand how to relate to their patients through acting classes. I know that the times that I've required some emergency care in the emergency room, the people who were the most human and the most addressable and the most responsive to me were always the nursing staff. I mean, that's where the mothering, the nurturing, whether either a male or female nurse, doesn't matter. They're the ones that stand in there holding your hand. They're the ones that are there taking care of you, administering the immediate palliative care, if nothing else. And the physician is either coming in and talking to you about the possibility of some kind of surgery, or this is what the x-ray showed, and we're going to send you home, or we're going to admit you, and then they're gone from the scene. And because hospital admittance, I don't know if that's the right word or not, is down. There are less people going to the hospital anymore than there used to be. There are things that need to be done to improve the attractive nature of actually going to the hospital. I'm not trying to sound cynical in all of this. It's a matter of dollars and cents. And hospital income is down in this country. And so whatever they can do to make it more attractive to people to come there, even if it's just an in and out or an outpatient service or something like that, the dollars are down. And so there's a big concern.
Wow. All right. Well, there is. What does that say? We're in better health because fewer people are going to the hospital, or more people realize how sick they can get by going to the hospital? Maybe.
Well, I think it's a combination of several factors. A lot of what you just said, but a lot of people are turning to alternative health care.
Yes.
And they
more
have
more money is spent on
all
alternative
the time
care.
For several years now. Several years now. And so that's why you're seeing birthing rooms now inside of hospitals. That's why you're seeing a little bit more emphasis on nutrition. As poor as it is, it's better than it was a couple of decades ago. You're seeing more of what the buying public want in the sense of alternative attention and alternative care. You're seeing more of that taking place inside the hospitals.
Let's focus on strokes coming up here. Dr. Jack Stockwell on his hour, this week's Good Day Health program. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
It's 23 after the hour. Good day, health. An hour focused on the natural homeopathic side with questions and answers from you. You can send me questions for Dr. Jack. I got a stack of them here, and I don't get to as many of them as I would like to because we're talking about the news, medical news of the week, et cetera, et cetera. Finding what you can learn by going to the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Take that symptom survey, man. I'll tell you, you'll find out more about your own body. You'll check out the website, all kinds of questions and answers at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Plus, there's information about the special supplements that Jack and Mary have put together, the Long Life Energy Enzymes and the Ageless Thyroid, both of which I take every day. Meredith takes them every day. Everybody I know that I've told about this has ordered them, and they work fabulously well. There are all kinds of testimonials on the website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. When you go to products, just if you want, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes or whatever else is there. Check it out, order, and use the code Doug for 10% off of the products that you can buy there at ForbiddenDoctor.com. World Stroke Day is next week. One in six people have a stroke. A lot of it brought about by AFib. That's what caused my father's downfall. And so when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, stroke, the leading cause of serious long-term disability in our country. Somebody dies of a stroke every 4 minutes. The strokes are usually when you're older, but sometimes not. And it comes about because of blood pressure, much anything else, Jack, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's several things that feed it. I claim malnutrition being number one, mm-hmm. especially when it's leading to something like AFib that is considered to be one of the causes of stroke and clotting. But what's causing the AFib? Well, the thing that's causing the AFib essentially is a lacking of a very important vitamin called B4 that the FDA says there's no such thing as B4. There was a B4 up until about the 1930s, and vitamin B4 is that essential aspect of the B vitamin family that converts the chemical energy of food into the electrical energy that properly drives the heart, both the atria and the ventricular contractions. And when we get a deficiency of that, we have all kinds of heart problems, which precedes problems in the rest of the body, especially when it comes to stroke.
All right, so if you took a B vitamin, I take a B vitamin, B12, but usually I take a B vitamin. Does it have B4 in it?
No.
Does it have all the Bs in it?
No, look at the label. You will not find B4 on any of these labels.
So how do you get it?
Well, you have to get it from food. It's only found in the fatty areas of certain kinds of food. The primary source, of course, is calf liver, which I know you got a problem
yes.
with. A lot of people have a problem with that. That's why we use Cataplex B. Cataplex B, made by Standard Process, is loaded with B4 because all of their ingredients come from food.
Yep.
And when you read the labels of almost all B vitamins out there, they're all chemically sourced Bs. They're just fractions. They're what I refer to as the killer Bs because they end up leading to B deficiencies.
All right. So also in a discussion of stroke is a focus on high blood pressure and eliminating that or keeping it where it is, where it's supposed to be. That's why we focus on super beets, because that's something else. Blood pressure, if you don't have good solid numbers there, that always leads to a stroke, or certainly can. So the sort of combination of not enough B4 and having high blood pressure, right? There's almost a certain...
Well, we missed last week, and so there's two podcasts that come out.
Yes.
And the one we skipped and we haven't been able to talk about is a new one on the heart, and this new device that we have in the office that we offer the service for free, but it tells me what's going on with the heart in a nutritional sense. This thing is just incredible, and I'm glad you brought up the concept of B4 again, but it's the podcast just before this. I think it's called LBJ Should Have Had This Instead of an EKG. That's the name of the podcast of all things. Remember, he had a completely clear heart exam from an EKG one day before he dropped dead of a massive heart attack, because EKGs can't see what's coming.
No.
Only what happened.
What's there.
This device sees what's coming, and it's just revolutionary.
All right, so that'd be something that I take advantage of next time.
Next time I see you. You'll be surprised to see what it tells you.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 28 past the hour.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Moving back into the health zone, 34 after the hour. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell on the air. Those of you who are going through the problems of menopause, you'll want to know that Jack and I are going to speak to an expert on some of the most common problems, misconceptions, questions people have about menopause that affects most women and the men that they're with, the people that are in their families. It's a very important thing to study, and we'll do that with you in a few minutes. Meanwhile, speaking of studies, here's something that I've always wondered about, and I'm betting that Jack, with his forbidden doctor credentials and all the things he can tell us about regarding supplementation, remember, we don't get paid by standard process. We just know that their products are good, and that's why we pass the information along. So there is an overview of women who are pregnant and the type of antidepressants being prescribed to them, actually described and prescribed. This study says that when some of these antidepressants are taken during pregnancy, the drugs are associated with a higher risk of language disorders, dyslexia, that sort of thing, in the babies. You've talked about this sort of thing before and how what you're ingesting, your baby is going to be whatever you put into your body while you're pregnant, period.
Well, particularly the brain, absolutely. Yeah. Think about that brain. In fact, the brain doesn't even finish all the wiring that is necessary until the child is about somewhere between 6 and 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The brain continues to wire itself, but that fundamental wiring to begin with. I mean, imagine somebody coming in, you're going to build a house, you're going to spend a lot of money to build a house, you bring in an electrician who doesn't understand the difference between 110 and 220, and he's down there starting to wire up your circuit breaker box and then wire all the things, appliances and wall sockets throughout the house. When a baby's brain is in formation, and you are giving that baby a drug that affects the mother's brain function,
mm-hmm.
what do you think is going to happen to the baby's brain in development? not just function, in its developmental stage.
Well,
how much extensive research do we have to answer the question I just asked? There's virtually none.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to go one step further. One of the things, the big bugaboos that I see, my daughter and I have talked about it a lot. When I had a young child in my house, I was very focused on this with the mother, and she didn't pay much attention to me, but I can see nothing but proof anywhere that if you expose your child after the womb, from birth till at least three, you put that child in front of a screen, whether it's a television screen, a computer screen, whatever it is, and you can almost guarantee that child is going to have problems, learning disorders, because as Jack just said, hello, how much more proof do you need? Jack is an expert when it comes to the spine, the brain, and what's going on in the brain when it is being developed. And if your brain's not all put together until you're eight, imagine what you're doing to scramble up your child's brain by exposing him or her to all this crap that comes from the screen, whether it's a television screen, whether it's a computer screen. Their wiring isn't put together. So yeah. It's impossible for it to develop properly without all that exposure to all that stuff. And
yeah, I just
don't
understand
it. I don't get it. Frankly, I don't get it.
Well, I kind of laughed when you said that, not because it's funny. It's not funny. Yeah. It's because people are so unaware of these kinds of things that they never really spend a whole lot of time. You know, I mean, when
convenient.
When they get a woman gets pregnant, how much time does she spend studying the brain development and the cord development and the glandular development of her developing baby? I mean, there is ignorance sometimes as to what is going on in a developmental sense of a fetus, as they are of the common sense that they abandoned in the first place when they got pregnant.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm talking about teenage girls who their own development hasn't even finished yet. They still have growth hormones going through their body, helping them to finish to become a woman, and they're already pregnant, and there's growth hormones for the baby, and then their own growth hormones are going into this baby, and now we're ending up with an entire flood of these children that you just perfectly described everywhere you turn.
Every year when we look at the school budget in my town, I'm on the town meeting, and the school budget includes 30-some-odd% of money for children with special needs. When I was teaching school, 3% of the budget went to children. Now, certainly we didn't recognize a lot of the problems that they had, but now with 35-40% of the students claiming to have some kind of special need, and the money is going to, in many instances, render not harmless, but at least help to those who have come from circumstances that we described here. Pregnant women taking antidepressants, drugs like Prozac and Celia and Paxil and Zoloft and Lapraxo. I mean, all of those are poison for the baby. Poison for a system that hasn't been developed yet. So you're basically condemning the child to a horrible life, starting from the very beginning, through all of its life, because of your selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
How else do you explain it?
Yeah, and you know, the blood-brain barrier in the mother is much tougher, much more resistant to things getting through than the placental barrier in her womb that's designed to protect the baby. There's all kinds of stuff that will go across that placental barrier into a developing baby that she doesn't get in her brain, except on a much more limited sense. So it's, I don't know, I look at some of these kids that are brought into my office, and I just, you know, I used to get really preachy about it, and I would, we got to do this and we got to do that, and it's to the point now, Doug, I just kind of throw my hands in the air sometimes because I feel like I'm talking to the wall.
Yeah.
I saw a brand new baby last night, 6 weeks old, is starting to develop some torticollis. Its head's starting to pull off to one side, and I take care of little infants all the time for this very reason, and the baby is on formula.
Yeah. No breastfeeding.
And I said, well, how long did you breastfeed? Well, I didn't breastfeed.
Mm.
Well, why not? Well, you know, my mother didn't think it.
I want to drink beer and smoke.
No.
All right. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact department, generic drugs making up 88% of prescriptions that have been filled in our country in the past year. So that means that you and people like you who are using generic drugs have saved yourself and the system $230 billion. And here are a couple of examples of how you save. Consumers who are using Lipitor, for example, if you use the branded product, it's $12 and a change. And if you're using a generic, it's $3.29 for the same thing. Let's see here. Prilosec normally costs $11, and you can buy it as a generic for $3.31. That sort of thing. Pretty good examples of what's going on. That's my observation. Right. All right. Stigmas of menopause. Dr. Faguni Patel will join us in a moment to discuss World Menopause Day.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until the companystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
The companystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit the companystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
More parents are saving for college, and they're saving more money. That's according to the latest How America Saves for College study from Sallie Mae and Ipsos. Sallie Mae's Rick Castellano explains.
This year, 57% of parents are saving for college, a four-year high, and they saved $16,000, up from just over $10,000 a year ago. Also, more parents feel confident they'll be able to meet the cost of college.
What else did you find?
The good news is, for the first time, more than half of parents report having a plan to pay for college. But while more are saving, about 60% of parents are still using general savings accounts, while only 37% are using tax-advantaged 529 plans. Use of 529 plans is trending in the right direction, but you want that number to be even higher because families who use them save more money.
To learn more, visit SallieMae.com/How America Saves for College. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away.
Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
44 past the hour. Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen with Dr. Falguni Patel, who is a graduate of Mount Sinai School of Medicine. She has been practicing OBGYN medicine for her entire career. We are here to discuss World the World Menopause Day, but the problem of menopause, I say problem because it is a problem. It's a problem for the women mostly. Other people in their lives are affected by this. So what exactly, if we gave you a few seconds here, Dr. Patel, to describe or give us some sort of definition of menopause, what actually is going on in the woman's body?
Well, thanks for having me today. Well, menopause is a change that's occurring over the course of a couple of years from the mid-40s to the 50s. And what's basically happening is that the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone levels in our bloodstream are going up and down. And with it, the symptoms that most women experience range from hot flashes, night sweats, difficulty sleeping, being very agitated, vaginal dryness, laxity, stress incontinence, painful intercourse, maybe weight gain, fatigue, foggy brain. So it's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on. And these are changes that affect different women at different points in their lives, and not all changes occur in every woman.
So what is one likely to expect in terms of time? Is it change? And what if it isn't the same, what makes it different? Is the chemical makeup of the body and what you eat going to have some impact here?
Combination of stuff, you know, your overall well-being, smoking affects it, obesity affects it, exercise and good nutrition. It's a combination of stuff because at the end of the day, the symptoms have to not just do with hormones itself, but a balance of your vitamins and minerals as well. Just to mention estrogen and progesterone and testosterone, for instance, you know, we know that ovaries shut down somewhere in the late 40s to 50s, and this is why these symptoms are exacerbated. But women with obesity have excess fat cells, which means that they produce extra estrogen. And estrogen will break down into testosterone. So obese women may not feel as many hot flashes or may not notice a decrease in sex drive as quickly as a possibly fit and a thin woman may. Mm-hmm. Smokers lose their estrogen possibly earlier just because of quicker aging process that's occurring. So the symptoms can vary for women based on their lifestyle.
All right, so I have one other question, and Jack's got a couple for you here. This lady that I'm talking about that I'm familiar with has had her thyroid out, and mm-hmm. I wonder how that impacts her. She's physically as strong as I am. She's in great shape. She's a beautiful woman all the way around. I know the hot flashes, she's miserable. She's had them for years, actually, and I wonder if the thyroid being out has some impact, not knowing the answer, actually.
Well, if her thyroid was taken out, then I have to presume it may have been overactive. So she may be on the overactive metabolism and possibly on the thinner side. And so I don't know her age, but if she is in the 40s to 50s, she may have started perimenopause a little bit earlier. And this is why you know from her that she's experienced hot flashes and some of the symptoms of loss of estrogen earlier on. Very often, these same women are affected by the vaginal dryness and intimacy issues as well as due to the loss of hormones.
All right, Jack, any questions for Dr. Patel?
Well, I'm kind of interested. You know, in our clinical setting, we deal with these things primarily through nutritional changes. But I'm interested, Dr. Patel, in the kinds of complaints that you get from especially perimenopausal when these processes are beginning. What is the number one complaint that they have? Is it hot flashes? Is it decreased sex drive, weight gain? What do you see the majority of cases
so
being?
It's not hot flashes in the starting. I think the biggest complaint is decrease in sex drive and vaginal dryness and possibly even some pain with intercourse is the number one thing that I've been experiencing with my patients, especially in their early 40s, mid-40s.
Well, I know that you are representing the, Core Intima? I realize...
Yeah, Core Intima.
Because I'm not sure how to pronounce the C-O-2-R-E, but I guess I could just
call it Core Intima. Yeah, we call it the Core Intima. The Core Intima is a fractional CO2 laser. It's by Kissineron Candela. It's a machine that I've been using for almost a year now to help my patients reduce some of the symptoms of menopause, such as vaginal dryness, painful intercourse, and stress incontinence. And it's improving their quality of life. So women generally think that the only way to help themselves is hormones. hormone therapy. And that definitely is one way, but there are multiple other options out there for women that are maybe not candidates for hormone therapy.
Well, that's true, because there are certain side effects from hormonal therapy. So you are rebuilding the collagen in the intima layer of the vaginal wall?
Yes, it's revitalizing, so collagen is being stimulated, new vascular formation is happening, and this is why the vagina is being revitalized.
So let me send people to the website, reintima.com, reintima. Doctor, thank you for being here, Dr. Falguni Patel.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hour. Good days, good day health. Dr. Jack Stockwell in this hour. Lots of information. That's what we're here to present to you in a way that's colorful and clear and relatable. That's the idea. The Nobel Prize winner for food. I don't think that's what it's called, but it's close. Yoshinori Ushumi. Has identified, this is for biology, a cellular process which stops the accumulation of garbage in our cells. And he says that pomegranate, turmeric, red wine, from red wine, it's resveratrol, right?
Yes.
Will be the way to take care of supplements that are distilled concentrates of the active molecules, in other words, prove more realistic and will be more helpful than anything else in taking care of the this process that eats good cells. In other words, this sounds like pre-cancer, but it's also this autophagy, which is what is being treated, contributes to diabetes and dementia, leukemia, Parkinson's disease. So the underscore here, Jack, is how good it is to be taking things that have been identified as good, like pomegranates and turmeric and resveratrol. This has been something that's been touted by homeopaths and naturalists for years.
Well, sure. Again, we're coming back to food.
Yeah.
Your best medicine is still your food. The biggest poison that most people consume is their food. So, you know, the more the food represents what Mother Nature made, the healthier you're going to be. The more it represents what some food processing plant took something Mother Nature made and converted into something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't this the benefit of Super Beets? Isn't this why people get the results they get from Super Beets? Because they're using food instead of a drug to address the problem?
All right, let's talk about Super Beets in a moment right after these words.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code radio to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
All right, so Jack just mentioned the golden term, Super Beets. But it is food. And all of these things you're talking about, I mean, it doesn't make any difference what you're talking about. Eating the right food takes care of everything in your body. And so beets, as it is, provides detoxification. There are so many benefits. It's called Beetlemania. I couldn't resist that. Anyway, beets. Super Beets has betaine in it. Now, there are all kinds of magical things, folates, that are in here. If you're an athlete, you need to call 800-655-4183 right here, right now, to get the benefits of Super Beets. Opens up your veins, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, everywhere in your body, so that you can get the stamina that you need and you can have the energy you need. Plus, it keeps your blood pressure, as Jack was saying, right on an even keel, because it opens up the veins, gets blood everywhere, and that brings your blood pressure down. You got a lot of gunk in your veins and arteries, helps you clean them out. It really is a superb product that has been doing so much good for so many people over the last couple of years, and everybody on this program is connected to it, using it. If you want to use it, just be like us when you grow up. Call 800-655-4183. Order the first supply. You'll get another month free. You get a book called Beat the Odds. You get free shipping. Mentioned Dr. Doug here. Money-back guarantee. This will change your life. Keep that blood pressure where you need it for a long and happy and healthy life. That's what I'm doing with that in mind. 800-655-4183. Or click on DougLikesBeats.com. My thanks to Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.